following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
Yes,
my bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, it's finally happened. May 17th. It's over.
It is over. That was my dad's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Dad. I missed you yesterday. I mean, I talked to my dad and wished him a happy birthday, but...
Good job, you POS. Nice. Nice.
My favorite
dad. The Royals are below 500. So, you know, it's over.
Oh, don't give up hope yet.
No. It ain't hope.
Don't lose faith.
I'm going to root for him. Again, I'm going to root for him. Just I'm going to hope the Huskers win three this week in baseball. It's over. They're below 500. And we for 25 years, we've seen what happens.
You're right, Doug. You're right.
I hate that. Again, they got off to a good start, almost made it to Memorial Day. But they're better than the Cubs. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperStation.com. That's Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Coming up on the show today, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, Kearney High track coach Roger Matheson, and we expect to be joined by the newest member of the College Football Hall of Fame out of the University of Nebraska, Will Shields, sometime during this hour, is expected to join us here on the program. Well, I'm not going to give you 100% on that, but that is what we were told. So we expect to talk to the 1992 Outland Trophy winner and the 2011 College Football Hall of Fame inductee in Will Shields later on in the program today. But off the top of the broadcast, Dirk Nowitzki makes a lot of free throws, and so he gets 48 points in game one last night. Dallas gets the win, and 121-112, old-fashioned NBA type of score. But when you're shooting that many free throws, I guess you are going to, you know. And I got to say, Oklahoma City, that's okay. It's okay. They were trying to play catch-up and couldn't, and so the score got up there, but they kept scoring. They kept hanging. So maybe a better performance from Oklahoma City if you want to compare Chicago-Miami, what we saw in the second half, and Chicago-Miami game two tonight here on ESPN.
For people that don't pay attention to the NBA, you know, last night, and you say what you want about the free throws and people scoring that way, Dirk was 24 of 24, and I think Durant missed one, like 18 and 19 or 17 and 19, something like that. you look at the way that he shot the basketball with people right in his mug. The guy was unbelievable, and that you know, showing scores where you watch college basketball and there's the lack of them. Now is when these scores shine. It's down the stretch of the NBA, and what a performance that was. I have people right there waving their hand in your face and him going right up over the top of them and knocking down shots and seeing how just the ball comes to his release and the ball bounces around and the soft shooting touch. Dirk Nowitzki, one of the best, and maybe on his way to his first ever NBA title.
And one of the, you know, while we're talking basketball, you know, the news broke down yesterday. Oh, the excitement. November 30th. Mark it on your calendar. November 30th, Tony, you're going to want to mark that on your calendar because that is a Wednesday night. That'll be like the night before the high school basketball season begins and the winter sports season begins. You're going to want to go to Lincoln. You're going to want to go to Lincoln to welcome in the ACC cellar-dwelling Wake Forest Demon Deacons, 8-24 overall, 1-15 in the ACC. The excitement of the ACC Big Ten Challenge coming to Lincoln.
And that's their coach is the old Colorado coach, right?
Jeff Bezdelic was at Air Force. Didn't stay at Colorado very long.
No.
And now he's out there and had to suffer through that last year.
Yeah, you know, Wake Forest has been really good. They were really bad this year.
Really, really bad this year.
Really so
bad.
That was one of those teams that we expected when they named that challenge for Nebraska to match up with, really, though.
Yeah, I mean, without being in the conference last year, that's what they did. 12 matching up on 12. Nebraska was, what, ninth in the Big 12 last year, eighth, ninth? And so you kind of thought maybe they would be ahead of Indiana or a couple of these other schools. But the marquee matchup will be Duke, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, North Carolina. Those are the marquee matchups coming up in the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Doug, I watch a lot more TV as far as shows go than you do. And I
watch sports.
And The Amazing Race. That's kind of
you get to watch much of that this time around. But
you've got a couple shows that you zero in on from time to time, get caught up in it. Last night, season finale, NCIS Los Angeles. And then my new really show that I'm kind of getting into is The Voice, because the people on there are so talented. But I must say, after CSI Miami, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, those are the three shows that I watch, all wrapping up, and last night being the conclusion of those three. I cannot believe they let me hang all over from now until the end of the summer, because it's
the way they used to do it. They're called cliffhangers. Who shot JR? All the time. Ross and Rachel getting married. Happens all the time. What are you expecting?
I just didn't expect that much emotion to be drained out of me last night in one and in two television shows, Doug,
okay,
to be honest with you.
That's nice. Okay, great. Good to know. Woohoo! All right. A lot of things going on this week.
Awesome. It was that good.
Time for our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, where their tire specialists have over five decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. Really down to the end of the season for all athletics around the country, and for UNK, you've got track and you've got baseball, and we'll talk about track in a little bit, and I think Coach Bonzel is going to join us next week, but UNK continues to move on, and they're in the NCAA tournament, which gets underway tomorrow, Tony.
Yeah, they're in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Doug. Coach Damon Day joins us. He is the 2011 RMAC Baseball Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach, once again on that honor. Congratulations on your regular season title. And congratulations on a berth in the regional.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. It's been a very, very successful season for us, and hopefully we can continue it this weekend in St. Cloud and get to where we want to get to.
Coach, can you talk about the difference this year in the region being where it is instead of shipping you guys off to the West Coast and the competition you face?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing that's cool about our new region is compared to when they used to ship us off to the West region is a lot of the schools in the Central region all battle the same things that we do as far as, you know, limitations as far as how much you get to practice outside and weather limitations, you know. When we went out to the West Coast, you know, that was those guys have been outside since January 1, and just in their recruiting bases was much different than ours. And so, without a doubt, when you get playing in the Central region as compared to the West regional, the teams are much more similar. The schools are much more similar. And I think that helps us to have a better chance of advancing to that College World Series.
Coach, before we break down the regional and some of the teams that you saw last year, since we talked last week, it was like that very next hour they introduced or selected the RMAC Awards, and we talked about you winning the Baseball Coach of the Year, and then you play the conference tournament and get to see some of these great players in the conference. But a school record number selected, a school record on the first team, Todd Stachura is your Pitcher of the Year. You were pretty knowledgeable that you were going to have a lot of kids on that first team. You had to be pleased with the numbers you saw there.
Well, without a doubt, those young people have been leaders for us and have had solid performances all season long and are definitely deserving of their recognition on that first team. And I think when you look at our record number of first-team selections, I think that goes hand-in-hand with our first-ever RMAC title. And I think people recognize that the reasons why we got there were those young men that made it to the first team. And you know, even our second-team guys, Roy Meter and Chandler Cloutier, I don't think they lost out on first team by very much. And so I think we were very, very well represented. And you know, when you get the Coach of the Year honor, that's basically because you have good players. It's not necessarily mean that you did that great of a job, but you did a good enough job not to screw anything up, as I like to say. And so, you know, we were fortunate that our players came out and did what they were capable of doing. And so I think every one of those guys is definitely well-deserving of the recognition. I think the RMAC coaches recognize that.
And your thoughts on your play, kind of like with Coach Bovee at Hastings, with what you did in the regular season, you pretty much knew that you didn't have to do a lot at the conference tournament to keep things going along. But if you got some wins and maybe won the thing, it's another trophy there. You played good baseball, maybe outside of one, maybe one or two innings out there, and the losses were both by one runs to the team that was second and was playing on their home field.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, the conference tournament, I think, definitely got us prepared for this upcoming regional. I mean, it was a tournament type of atmosphere all weekend long at Mesa, and, you know, even the games we won, we seemed to kind of have to hold on, and that's what you have to do come tournament time. If you don't get style points or you don't get to take runs with you to the next game, and the two games we lost to Mesa State were probably two of the best college baseball games I've been a part of, and at the end of the day, Mesa was able to get a big hit and make some big pitches and get out of some jams. And unfortunately, we had our opportunities but couldn't quite capitalize on them. But if you got to watch both those college baseball games, you were treated to some of the best college baseball Division II has to offer with the atmosphere that it was at Mesa State, especially there on Saturday afternoon, because everybody forgets Saturday afternoon was supposed to be the championship afternoon. So a lot of people showed up thinking that was for all the marbles. And then on Sunday, graduation had finished about 25 minutes before we threw first pitch. And so there was a lot of hangers-on and a lot of people just kind of enjoying a nice sunny day. And so the crowd was definitely against us, and our kids handled it very, very well. And I'm extraordinarily proud of not only how we played, but how we carried ourselves and how we handled ourselves in victory and how we handled ourselves in defeat. And I think that's something that, you know, not only the university but the city of Kearney can probably be most proud of with our team, is just how we go about doing things and how we represent the university and the city in a first-class manner. And at the end of the day, I think that's probably what I'm most proud of, not only with this team, but our program in general over the last 8 years. It's just the way that we go out and compete and carry ourselves. It makes you pretty proud as a head coach to get the compliments and get people that you don't even know stopping you at Walmart the night of the tournament telling you how much they enjoy watching our kids play and how they do things the right way. And, you know, you get those numerous, you got that numerous times throughout the entire season. And so just very proud as a head coach of the way our guys go out and do things.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live from the regional at Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Damon, when you look at what happened to you last year, getting bounced the first round by Minnesota State, do your kids look ahead at a possible matchup with them and any revenge for that team?
No, not at all. I mean, last year we were a different team than we are this year, and I think we're a more prepared team this year. And so, you know, we don't, you know, last year we played a very, very good ball game until late in the game, and we made an error and we couldn't recover from it. And then, you know, we had to face Highlands again in the second round, which they eliminated us. And so, you know, everybody asked me, are you upset that no more RMAC schools didn't get in? And to be honest with you, I could care less if I see another RMAC school again the rest of the year. When you play each other as much as we do, You get to know everybody. I mean, if you would have watched that Mesa game, you would have thought everybody was in the mind of the other coach, because every time a ball was hit, there seemed to be a guy standing there. And when you play each other that many times and you have that much advanced scouting on a team, it gets hard to put the ball, you know, because guys do have tendencies, and it was very hard against Mesa. We hit the ball very, very well at times, but there always seemed to be a guy standing right there. And so I think familiarity kind of hurt us coming down the stretch. But I think the fact that there's four teams in this conference or in this regional that have never seen us, I think that's something that helps us more than hinders us. And so, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to be here. It was something on our goal sheet at the beginning of the year to do. And let's face it, there's only 48 teams that get this opportunity right now out of the 250 or 75 or whatever it is that Division II college baseball. There's only 48 of us left. And at the end of this weekend, there's only going to be 8 left. And so I told our guys, let's go out and play with our hair on fire and see what we can do and not worry about tomorrow, but make sure that you enjoy today type of thing.
Damon Day with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, the way the bracket sets up, you want to win the first game, but if you don't, then you're going to probably take on the top seed in the tournament in St. Cloud State, the way that it sets up. But what about Minnesota State? What can you tell us about their team this year and the pitching matchup for tomorrow?
You know, they're one of the best teams in the Northern Sun Athletic Conference. They're the regular season champion, and it's kind of funny because both regular season champions ended up getting the 3 seed and the 4 seed. And the tournament winners got the 1 and 2 seed. And so, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. What we did was over an accumulation of 14 weeks. And what those tournament guys did was, you know, the accumulation of a great weekend. And so, and what we did was a great season. And so I think when you look at what Mankato's going to do, they're going to be a top-notch team. They're going to be very, very good in all facets. And it's probably going to come down to who plays better defense and who gets the big hit when they do get guys in scoring position, because you're going to see quite a pitching matchup with the Northern Sun Pitcher of the Year, Blake Schwartz, who we figure they're either going to throw him or they're going to go left-hander. Or, you know, you're going to get a great pitching performance out of us with Roy Meter going.
And I guess if you look at the rest of the bracket, you look at Minnesota State coming off a 27-game winning streak. Anybody that puts together a 27-game winning streak, you would think, wow, that team's going to be ranked probably top five in the nation. They did lose 2 games in that conference tournament. Your thoughts on them?
You know, I think that probably at the end of the day, if you ask their coach, he's glad they didn't have a long, drawn-out conference tournament. And they did lose a game before they get to the regional. You know, if they would have ran through their tournament, that would have been a 31-game win streak, and that monkey starts to get on your back and type of thing. And so they're coming in with a clean slate. They can't take any of their regular season wins with them. And so I expect a great ball game at a great facility here. We got to get up this morning and go tour it a little bit and see. And it's going to be a great venue here in St. Cloud. And so, you know, we're just excited as all could be about the opportunity to go see what we can do.
Well, Damon, we'll let you get back to work. Hopefully you're playing on Sunday and take that next step for this UNK baseball program, as I know everybody wants to do, and we'll talk with you again next week.
You know, guys, I can't thank you enough for covering us all season long, and for everybody from the city of Kearney. I probably had over 100 emails from community members and people who support UNK, and I just want to say from the coaching staff all the way down to the players, it is truly appreciative of all the support that we've received, and hopefully we can do some good things here this weekend and can keep it rolling.
Thanks, Coach. You're the best.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
You bet. Damon Day from St. Cloud, Minnesota, home of the NCAA baseball tournament. And our Loper link for today, again, they play tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. A win, they play Friday at 7. A loss, they play at 3:30. And here's the deal, Tony. With the wacky 16 bracket, it's just like the RMAC. They win, and they're in good shape, you would think. They lose, they actually play the winner of game one, where the number one seed is, and you got to think that would be the number one seed in St. Cloud State. So you need to win. Now, I mean, it's going to be tough to come through the loser's bracket, but it's almost impossible to do that. If they win, they'll play either Mesa State or Winona State. If they lose, they'll play either St. Cloud State or Augustana. But
you
the key
win
is
the
keep
first
winning.
One,
they're
yeah.
not there. They're no longer there to just be there. They're there to win more than one game, which they have never done in the NCAA regional tournament. They've won one game a couple of times.
Yeah, they knocked off the number one team in the country the first time they made it to California, and then they lost the next two. So didn't really. You got to stay in the winner's bracket, though, and they all know that. It's, you know, if you're going to drop in the loser's bracket, you've got to do it after two or three teams have knocked themselves out and you're down to the final four, then you can come back through it, maybe. But staying in the winner's bracket is really key.
A couple of other notes. UNK had Roy Meter, Felix Segovia, and Jason Trula named to the All-RMAC tournament team last week. UNK track, they're getting ready to do a couple of last chance meets to hope and qualify. Now they were doing that, and now they have qualified in the NCAA tournaments coming up next weekend, and we'll talk about that with Brady Bonzel next Wednesday. And if UNK would happen to still be playing baseball, that means they're in the Division II World Series, and of course we'd be following that as well. The men's team up to number 12 in the country now, and I think that may be as high as they've ever been ranked in the outdoor track and field.
Would we go
Division II rankings?
To the, we would probably have to go next week.
Well, I would.
If they're in the World Series?
Somebody should.
No, Merritt, put your hand down.
Cary, North Carolina, I believe, is where.
We just voted you down.
But take Merritt. Send you and Merritt out there.
Okay.
We would have to cancel some obligations that are already set in stone. I know that. But, it, you know, hey.
Fair enough.
It would be great for them to go out. I mean, it would be great. So, anyway, there's a couple of notes to tell you about, and that is our Loper link for today, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. Check them out for all their tires, all their appliances. They're there for you. Or you can go online, garrettappliance.com, and by CharterWest National Bank. Call Russ Smith at CharterWest of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Roger Matheson, and we hope Will Shields before the end of the program.
Do you want to buy one Burger King original chicken sandwich and get a second one for free? But worry you won't be able to do other stuff with premium chicken in each hand? Well, now there's Helping Hands.
Really?
Sure. Someone to act as your second pair of hands while you double fist premium chicken.
A stranger acting as my second pair of hands? Won't that be awkward?
Unbelievably. But you'll have an original chicken sandwich filling each paw. It's a hands full. Buy one original chicken sandwich, get the second one for free. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Participation may vary.
Hey, what are you doing?
Eating a croissant sandwich.
Now that's hot.
Ever since Burger King started King Deals, like two croissant sandwiches for $3, people everywhere are being targeted by value diggers.
I mean, if you were to invite me on one of your yachts this weekend, I'd probably come with you.
A yacht?
Yacht, private jet, whatever. Just know that I've got my eye on you, you darling little man.
So stop by Burger King for this King Deal. Two decadent croissant sandwiches for just $3. But please, use discretion, or you could end up with only one. For a limited time, price and participation may vary.
Breakfast hours only.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
As some scattered showers and thunderstorms continue to make their way through the area for the day today, we have an easterly breeze, a high up towards 58. For tonight, we have another round of showers and thunderstorms develop, a breezy low near 51.
Currently, it's 48 degrees.
ESPN Radio Superstation. He's coming around. Every once in a while, somebody on this show, just like you did yesterday, there's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
Long time ago, producer of the show, the long-haired guy.
Rob. Right? That wasn't even necessarily the one I was referring to.
Was really into music.
Yeah. Yeah, he knew his stuff. I mean, classic rock, and when we talk classic rock now, kids, that's not what you're listening to. And that's not a shot. I mean, we're talking album rock, Z92, Omaha. You're talking
Fish.
WOW before they went to whatever it is they do now.
Are you a big Fish fan?
And in fact, that's actually the sports station, isn't it? 590. Went to country, but it was rock. You could listen to it anywhere. That's what we used to listen to in this part of the country. In fact, I think even right here in town, AM radio used to just be a lot of rock back in the day. So anyway, but we're talking about stuff you never hear anymore. I mean, you're going deep into the people. People that own albums.
There you go.
Nobody owns albums anymore. So there you go. Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I came into the studio today again, got up to the traffic light, went into the turning lane. I'm right behind a Buick LeSabre. Midway. I pass them, smiling. They're having a great day because they're driving. Either it was new or pre-owned certified vehicle for Midway. I didn't roll down the window and ask her. I just saw her smiling, maybe singing a little tune.
Because
she'd been at Midway. Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. If you're looking for your next vehicle, then think Midway. And right now, hassle-free, taking care of you at Midway. They always take care of you. And they do it hassle-free. Ask them about the Doug and Daddy special. Receive an oil change for $19.95 at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep location. The number, 237-5904. You can always find out more on the best website that any auto dealer I've ever looked at has. ThinkMidway.com. Make it easy. Make it Midway. ThinkMidway.com. As long as you're happy.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be joined by one of the most successful track coaches in all the land, Roger Matheson, Kearney High track coach, joins us.
You're not just saying Nebraska.
I'm taking all the land. Roger, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Well, I can't get much better. We're getting ready for another state championship in track.
Yeah, it's. I seem to hear that a lot from a lot of people. I don't know if that would have to be in my mindset, but yeah.
Roger Matheson, also a huge sports fan, a huge baseball fan. Roger, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here. We lost one of the greats in Harmon Killebrew, which I would consider our era, more your era. And I know that probably was a guy that you followed being a Midwesterner. Just your thoughts, because a lot of these people we talk to now have no idea who Harmon Killebrew was, and he was really one of the greats in baseball. And I know you probably enjoyed listening and watching him play.
Well, listen. I will tell you this. Just a month ago, you probably know a little bit about all the sports memorabilia that I've got. I just got a autographed picture of him, his rookie year in baseball, maybe a month or two ago. It's an awesome, awesome picture of Harmon Killebrew. And my baseball collection, all my baseballs are they're all. I gotta turn this thing off here. All my baseballs are come from certain companies, so I know they're all authentic. I only get them from like five different companies. I've had my Harmon Killebrew baseball for a long, 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 long time. Harmon Killebrew would be, not that you guys want to talk about baseball, but he would be back in an era when, you know, before the steroid era. I think now because of what's happened the last 10, 15 years, you know, post-1995, people look back at the Mickey Mantles, the Willie Mayses, the Hank Aaron, the Harmon Killebrews. I think they really now understand how great these guys really were because they actually looked like humans. They looked like normal human beings. They just had abnormal skills. You know, those guys weren't nearly as big as what people think they were. It's kind of like the Nitschkes in football at Green Bay. You think all these guys were gigantic. They weren't. They were guys that were kind of normal people with gigantic hearts and gigantic motors inside of them. But you know, Harmon Killebrew was those are rare, rare people and had rare skills that sometimes people forget because of some of the bizarre things that have happened in some of the sports the last few years.
That's interesting you say that at 5'11", Harmon Killebrew stood. So that's a perfectly well-taken point. His nickname was the Killer, which probably one of the stranger nicknames out there for his personality, too.
Yes, like now, you know, if you're a pitcher and if you're not 220 pounds, 6'3", 6'4", you know, people don't want to talk to you anymore. Well, there are a lot of guys out there in the old days of the 5'7" Bobby Shantz that were great. But now it's, you know, there are other factors that enter into sports now that, you know, some we know about, some we don't, some we can control, some we can't. But you know, those guys, if you, again, you know a lot about the stuff I've got. Most of the things that I have about 500 autographed baseballs, and most of mine are the older guys because those legendary figures, those names live on for some of those other guys that kind of come and go. And it was very difficult for me years ago to buy this my Sammy Sosa and McGuire baseballs. It was very difficult to buy them. I bought them for just so I had them in my collection. But yeah, Harmon Killebrews, they're unique people.
We're talking with Kearney High track coach Roger Matheson, so let's go ahead and talk a little track. Roger, I was just like a lot of the people around the state. They're going to pick up the paper. You're going to listen to the radio. You're going to get on the website. And we're so used to seeing the Bearcat boys score over 200 points or 190 or 170, and even in districts. So we see that they score 120. What does that tell the folks that are going to be following the Bearcats in Omaha? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, I would say it was pretty perceptive. No one's mentioned that to me but yourself. I would say, you know, think about track like it is basketball. For a team to score 100, it just doesn't happen a lot, a fair amount of time. The last time we haven't scored 100 in a track meet was 1987. You know, it was a quarter of a century ago. When we went to the district track meet in GI, I would say, was I thinking about that record was going to end? Yes. And why that comes about is because we must be pretty good because we didn't lose anybody this year, but we probably aren't the type of team that people are used to us seeing. You know, people think about us being a team of great depth and talent, but I kind of like to ascribe to the Belichick there. I believe in quantity and turning into quality. You know, I'm like the Pittsburgh Steelers coach. Then you get them, then you motivate them, then you get them in the right position. And I think for us what's happened this year is we have talent. We probably don't have the really good seniors, but probably not the number of good seniors we've had in the past. And you got to be careful. Going to winning an invitational does not mean you're going to win the state meet. You go to invitational, you get third, fourth, and fifth. You're helping the team a lot. You go to the state meet pretty hard to score at the state meet when you're getting fourth and fifth in invitationals because you're not splitting the points up against 18, just against 32. But, you know, we are awfully good, and our kids have improved dramatically this year. How good will we be at the state meet? I mean, I don't know. But we've had some kids who've really come on for us, and our hurlers in particular, with Eric Arnold and the young Kingsley boy, and with Walter and Lunger, those kids have really come on for us. Our best hurler didn't qualify, who's won about every meet this year in the highs, because Thomas Gillum was in the hospital the day before the meet. And so we get him at the district meet. What's he do? He gets fifth in both events and doesn't qualify. That was a big hit for us. That really hurt us badly. And then the weather, our best discus throw, we qualified to, but our kid has been our best one all year. They throw in the prelims. He's in the last flight because he's one of the better ones there. Well, it starts raining. We qualify for the finals. We wait 2 hours, come back. The wind shifts, doesn't qualify for the state meet. So, and that was a big hit, too. So, I don't know. You got to be careful. That again, right, doesn't typically translate to the state meet, and as I started saying initially, people see us as a depth team, but if you have our track booklet down, in the last 25 years, we've doubled the second-place team in the state for all-class gold medal winners. So we're a team of superstars. So we got them this year, too. Just what translated to state meet, I don't know about that.
Roger, I think, you know, we can break down every one of these kids individually. Zach Maloli certainly stands out as one of the fine athletes at Kearney High. You mentioned Zach Waller. He's a kid that really came out of nowhere about a year ago, dedicated himself and really epitomizes what Kearney track is all about and pushes himself to get better every day.
Yes, you're exactly right. You know, his mother is the softball coach down at the college, and his dad was a thrower for us years ago. I would agree. I knew who he was because I knew his mom and dad. But you're right. When he was younger, he would be a guy. We try to get a lot of kids out and just hold on to him and hold on to him. Because, again, one of the tricks, I think, of in particular coaching track is you got to get him out, and then you got to hold on to him. And strange enough for me, I compete in Class A, B, and C, and not that I know anything about it. But I will tell you, in the league that we live in Class A, in the major sports like football, basketball, and track, to get gigantic numbers, you typically get really good athletes. You win with seniors. You win with seniors. And if you have a junior that's getting it done for you, that tells you something about that kid. And so many kids, even when they're younger, they kind of get pounded on because of the level of the competition. But if you could keep them there and keep them going, we have a lot of guys like Zach Waller. They're the ones who've carried our program for years. And the Jacob Lundgrens this year, those kids were good last year. They've really, really come on for us. Why? Because they've hung in there, they've worked hard, they've grown up, they've matured, and they're around kids who, you mentioned Zach Maloli. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Maloli is a lot like the Jacob Olson runs for us. When you're around those guys, it's serious business. I mean, they're not, I always tell people, and you know a lot of them, you know, the Colby Whistles and the Garinger types, the Tonicuses, the Whistles, those guys have a different attitude on game day. It's not we're trying to convince people we're ready to go. These guys have a motor in them.
Let's throw Drew Anderson in there too.
yeah. Well, I said Drew Anderson, didn't I? I said Drew. But I'm going to tell you something. These guys have a motor in them. I remember talking to Drew one time. We were at the district meet, and he was in the all-time charts in the highs and the intermediates, and you know, he averages 18 points a game in basketball, never picked up a basketball in the off season. He's a great baseball player. He's a tremendous footballer, probably what he was the best at. But anyway, I remember saying, I said, guys were screaming their heads off at him in the highs. He was trying to run 14 flat. And he said to me afterwards, he said, Coach, I didn't hear anybody. I didn't even hear him. Cripes. I mean, I never could hear my whole life. And what happened, I never been able to hear. And how can you not hear it? It's just because they're in a different world, Coach. They're just not like the rest of us. But those good ones, they are different, I'm just telling you. Right. And you can just see it getting ratcheted up. And when they're there on that day, I feel, again, like Jacob Olson. He's nice, good guy, polite. I'm telling you something, there's not a whole lot of room for messing around when game day starts. We're here for a reason, and we're not here to lay up on the hill and watch people walk around. You know yourself. A lot of those guys, you go to state track meet, and I'm not saying this to be sarcastic. I'm just the way it is. A lot of kids, they really want to qualify. They want to qualify. They get qualified, and they're happy with that. They go down there, and they do their thing. And I tell you, I told our guys the other day, I don't care if you're the 16th best guy there, the first guy. We're not going down there to play dominoes. You know, we're going down there with a purpose in mind. You know, we have an obligation to our teammates, our family, and the community. Oh, does that mean we're going to win? Of course not. But I will tell you, I tell people all the time, we'll never lose. Somebody might beat us, but we always get a lot out of our kids. And why is it that way? I don't know. You know, and maybe things will crash on us this year, but we always do well. And how will we do this year? I think because we always do well, you know, the World Herald's always saying that the road to state track, it goes through Kearney. There's probably some truth to that. But I think we have to prove it down there this year. I mean, everybody knows the next couple of years, I mean, we are loaded. I mean, you don't go in class, you don't go to district and conference track meets with 25 sophomores and 15 juniors. It doesn't work like that. It did for us this year, and we just, for some reason, the good Lord was looking after us because we just, I don't know how we went all those meets by so far with such young guys. But they're all not, as you guys well know, they're not
sophomores and juniors now. They've been through the whole routine. They've been there before. We go to the KU Relays. We go to Omaha North. We go to Omaha Central for a reason. Those guys put their shoes on the same way we do. They put their jerseys on the same way we do. And I will tell you, when we roll in, people know we're there. People look at us, I think, in a particular way. And one of our coaches always said, he calls it the Bearcat factor. Wherever you score the meet at 25, that's how many more we're going to get than what people think we're going to get, because we just get a lot out of our kids. They go about in a particular way. Is it like that with all of our kids? Well, of course not. But the ones that have to carry the mail, I think they know how to do it. It'll be exciting. It'll be really hard to beat people like Omaha Central this year. And once they brought the two Barfield kids in, came in from Bellevue. They go to an invitational and score 80. They go to state meet and score 80. There are many teams they couldn't beat in invitational, but the state meet, that's another ball game, because you're talking first, second, and thirds there. We have some guys who'll score. We're not going down there with an empty gun, I can tell you that. I mean, we're loaded too, and we'll be pretty competitive. It did hurt us when we lost Nick Peterson and Thomas Gilman. But that's the way it goes. We went down one year with the best track kid in the state, Jeff Gans, and he had an allergy attack in a 2-mile run, and so we thought we were done dealing. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, the next day, we scored more points than New England Patriots do against the Buffalo Bills. So it just works out that way sometimes. So, well, it'll be fun. I have great coaches, and they've been, Doc Rogers said to me one time. Doc Rogers, he sent me his letter. And it was a congratulations note, but in it, he made the comment about keeping our coaching staff together for so many years, how important that was. And I thought, old Doc Rogers is pretty smart, because he's exactly correct. My coaching staff has about 130, 140 years of experience, and you can't put an old head on young shoulders. And we've done a lot of things right. We've done a lot of things wrong, too. But the idea is, when you do things that aren't very smart, then you learn from them. And so I think we've kind of learned there's a way of approaching it, a way about doing it. There's a system to it. And you get to have the athletes. It all boils down to the kids, but there's a system too. You can get points out of the system if you go about it the particular way. And it's pretty methodical. It's pretty businesslike. But we'll do well, and we'll continue to do well. Whether or not our young guys and our little bit of lack of experience will hurt us remains to be seen. But we've been to Omaha before a few times. We've walked around the place. We know where the restrooms are at. We know where we know what the starting line is. Like, well, our kids will not be they will not be intimidated by these circumstances. I'll guarantee you.
13 state titles starting back in 1994. If I counted it right, they've got 14 of the 17 events covered this weekend down in Omaha. They won the state championship most recently in 08 and 09. He mentioned Central, who won the last year's state championship. And Roger, as you do every time, I always have three or four questions, but you always pretty much know what we're going to ask and cover it in one. So,
because I never stop talking. That could be the
Well, hey, I know that school's getting ready to, you're checking some kids in, and school's getting done, so yeah. We'll let you get back to work, but we always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hey, we'll see you at Burke on Friday, and hopefully more good marks put in by the Bearcats this weekend. Appreciate your time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for having me. It will go well. No matter where we end up, the kids will do well, and I think we'll have them ready to go. We've been in the top 10 the last 25 years in a row, but as I'll tell the kid this afternoon, our goal is not to be in the top 10. That's not really our goal. We'll fish a little higher than that, I think.
Yeah,
we'll get a lot out of
yeah.
It.
I'll put my money as that is the safest bet of the weekend. Roger, safe trip. Okay, hey, we sure appreciate it. Take care, bud.
Thanks. Bye.
Roger Matheson, head track coach. Who's done numerous Coach of the Year awards from across the state, and we chuckle a little bit, but it's true. He's done so many of these interviews. He knows what we're going to ask. He knows some of the stories, and he's been through this routine before. But, during this stretch, and especially during the 11-year stretch, there are very few times that anybody even had a chance to touch the Bearcats. From what I'm hearing, even outside of Kearney, they always want to make Kearney the favorite. I think they're still saying Kearney is the favorite, but obviously this will be one of the closer races, and they've only won it two of the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's disappointing, and we will not stand for that.
So Roger Matheson joining us here, and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get two croissant sandwiches for just $3 for breakfast. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. You can get two chicken sandwiches, original chicken sandwich, buy one, get one free.
No limit.
Just the other day, I had the Steakhouse Burger. Still awesome. We're back after this. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, at North Platte. BK, back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some scattered showers and thunderstorms continue to make their way through the area for the day today, we have an easterly breeze, a high up towards 58. For tonight, we have another round of showers and thunderstorms develop, a breezy low near 51.
Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Rock, I'm a Capricorn, and Detroit City's where I was born. When I was young, I knew I'd always be a super live body rocking MC. I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, and I'm gonna rock this party all damn night. I got the gift to gab, I can walk the walk.
Let me make sure that that's a Wednesday night, Tony. They're having a festival there. Jason Aldean's there. We were talking a little bit about this yesterday with McKeever. Just been announced. Kid Rock.
Where are you at, Rock? Where are you at?
July 20th. What do you think on the way through he might stop in Kearney?
That was
Todd Gatula, Greg Shea. Kid Rock's perfect, coming to Omaha.
Perfect opportunity, Lachey. Make something happen, you mad little Frenchman.
I just got this email, and I knew you would be just absolutely geeked out. Kid Rock, Wednesday, July 20th, TD Ameritrade Park, 7:30. It's part of this Red Sky Music Festival, and maybe we should look more into that. Maybe they've already announced all the people that are going to be there, but there you go. The Rock coming in. And you'll be there because you're a geek that way.
I will be there, yes, July 20th.
Man, I didn't mean geek. You're a Kid Rock geek.
I do like Kid Rock. Yeah. I do like Kid Rock.
Well, folks, again, we were hoping, and if we were still hoping, we knew that it was, as Rome says, you know, you can't just get crazy on one guess. We have been told that Will Shields will join us. He had a big window. He's trying to do a lot of radio interviews today about being and newspaper interviews about being in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he's doing them across the state and in Kansas City, of course, where Overland Park is still his home. We didn't know if he would be during our 11 to 12 segment, so hopefully we'll have him tomorrow or by the end of the week. But we were told that Will Shields would be joining us sometime today, and we kind of thought it would be actually live during the show. If not, we'll talk to Will sometime this week, hopefully. I mean, that you can only go on what your sources tell you, and that's what they were telling us.
We'll find him. You know, he's not a good hider, so.
So he's a good seeker. He's just not a good hider when he plays hide-and-seek with the kids. Our three words of the week for emails, if you're going to be a winner Friday of Big Daly's Deli, is?
Fame, finish, and thunder.
If you use the words fame, finish, and thunder in an email, any way you want. It can be a joke, it can be funny, it can be a serious email, and you just work those words in, and you send it to us here anytime. And again, you don't have to email us during the show 11 to 12. You think about something, pop it into an email. It's here for the next day's show. We get after them. All you have to do is email it to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday, a winner of a large combo meal at Big Daly's Deli in Hastings and Kearney. As I mentioned, Dent Popper, we happened to play them in Golf League last night. And I don't know how you work this sometimes. I like the gang at the Dent Popper. They do business with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I always feel bad about letting them win.
is that what you did?
I always feel a little down about letting them win because, you know, This station is more than just one person in one show. I mean, you don't want to lose their business and their friendship.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, it's just not worth it.
With the lay down, how many shots you let them win by?
Just by one.
There you go.
By one. I mean, that's all you got to do. You only have to win by one.
And you couldn't chip. We couldn't putt.
Well, I mean, and we laid down early. So, you know, just saying.
Doug, the Preakness, not much known for its party
Joe
atmosphere.
Joe Drape joining us tomorrow.
Yes, Joe Drape going to join
us. Picked Animal Kingdom. Nero not going to run in the Preakness.
Not running. They had this promotion, Get Your Preak On, a year ago, which is very controversial. Some people liked that. Some people didn't like it. And they were trying to draw the attendance back because in 2009 the attendance dropped to about 78,000. After topping over 100,000 the previous or consecutive like 8 years before that. So they came up with that get Your Preak On, and they opened up the beer lines. You could get a Mega Club mug club deal and fill your beer up, your keg beer. Well, now they've got Kegasus, which is half man, half horse, which is he's the party manimal, they're calling him, and he's the Lord of the Infield Fest for Saturday's Preakness. Well, now they're getting bashed again for Kegasus because they're promoting party atmosphere and everything that goes on. Basically, they're promoting drinking. And
oh, no!
So they're catching some heat for that, and Kegasus now is, you know, well, take what you want, get your preak on last year. Kegasus now, a lot going on with the Preakness trying to get over 100,000 people back in Baltimore for one of the great parties of the year in horse racing.
Chicago or Miami tonight?
Chicago.
I'll take Miami.
Oh, really?
Then you can say that you're
it's
up
on.
12 lunches.
It's on.
Okay.
What is it? I got the number for you right here. Obviously, Chicago's going to be favored only by two. Interesting. By the way, MJ showed up at Oprah's taping last night.
Was there anybody at Oprah's taping that you didn't expect to be at Oprah's taping except maybe MJ? Hanks has always been on the show. Cruz has always been on the show. Maria Shriver, now there you go. The Smiths, Will and Jaden, always been on the show and more and more and more. By the way, oh my God, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, we didn't even have time to really, and we didn't care. But today, you know, he's fathered this child who's 12 or 14, so a long time ago before he even ran for governor of California. But you got Maria Shriver, dude. He must have been – they showed this – I'm sorry, because I'm no prize. There's no doubt about it. There's only one prize, and it sure ain't me. But this gal this morning that he had the kid with, I mean, she looked like she fell down a cliff and then got beat with a hot bag of nickels. He must have been thinking about some of those roid rage days when he was a weightlifter in Austria. And saying, I miss the women that look like this. Oh my God, what kind of high was he on?
I've got to see this.
Oh.
I'm going to go look this up as soon as the show is over.
Oh. No. No. Why don't you watch Puppies Drowning?
It's that bad.
Oh. Oh, are you kidding me? Insane. Absolutely insane is what it is.
That's no good for anybody. Obviously.
No, it's not good for anybody. And Newt Gingrich, just withdraw from the race right now. Don't waste your money and American people's money because, A, you're not going to win, and people are already throwing glitter on you. He's at a book signing. Some guy comes up and throws a box of glitter on him. Apparently, gay rights activist was the reason for this. But that's all over this morning, too. I know you were busy with NCIS and all the other shows that you watch.
But I'll be honest. Yeah. I was not up early this morning because of the emotional toil that I was under last night.
Shocking. Shocking. Hey, a couple of things before we get out of here. Again, district golf happened yesterday. Oh, we got a break?
We got a break.
What? We
right
got another
now.
Break? Merritt says we got another break. Okay, we'll finish it up after this on the Tug and Daddy Show.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Every day, the Y works to address the most pressing needs in the community it serves by making sure that everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, has the opportunity to learn, grow, and to thrive. Hi, this is Mark Bailey, volunteer and supporter of the Kearney YMCA. Please join me in strengthening our community by donating to the Building Strong Families campaign. With your support, more kids and families can reconnect and grow together, and more people can have access to education and training to reach their full potential. The Y depends on financial gifts to do its vital work. Please give your support today. Call the YMCA at 237-9622, 237-9622, or log on to KearneyYMCA.org, KearneyYMCA.org. Please join me in strengthening our community by donating to the Building Strong Families campaign.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
As some scattered showers and thunderstorms continue to make their way through the area for the day today, we have an easterly breeze, a high up towards 58. For tonight, we have another round of showers and thunderstorms develop, a breezy low near 51.
Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Does that make me crazy?
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to the golfers from the area that make it to state next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. State Golf Class A at Holmes and Lincoln, B at the Kearney Country Club, C at Metal Arc Hills in Kearney, D at Iron Eagle in North Platte. And teams making it yesterday, Kearney Catholic, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Gibbon. Also Alma, Medicine Valley, and Loomis. Individuals that were not on those teams that will make it from yesterday's play, Kyle Simmons of Central Catholic, Andrew Schulte of Donovan Trumbull, Riley Northrup of St. Paul, Michael Fitzgerald of Bertrand, and Joel Schaefer of Overton, along with Shad Wellman of Lexington. Girls tennis state tournament begins tomorrow. Class A in Omaha and Class B will be in Lincoln. And again, following a little bit of it, as we always do in the sports department, but then you look at the seeds, and there's no one from the area this year that's a number one seed, only one number two seed, and that's the Central Catholic doubles team. So area teams are going to have their work cut out for them to try and bring home medals and compete for state trophies this weekend. And, of course, then state track Friday and Saturday. I'll be down in Omaha bringing you all the latest from Burke Stadium. And here's one more thing. Because I know this is right in your heart. You know what Saturday is? There's so much going on this weekend, including the great softball bash that's going to be going on to raise money for local youth development and charities. But it's also this Saturday, free fishing and park entry day across the state of Nebraska.
Nice.
There you go. They have that every year, or have for quite a while. And it's going to be this Saturday.
Didn't mention the NHL playoffs rolled on last night. Down to the final four, Boston 6, Tampa Bay 5. Points, 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 lots of points.
Lunch for me. I had Boston.
Oh, okay, we're down to 8. Down to 8 lunches. Tell you what, a little Preakness talk tomorrow. Joe Drake from the New York Times joins us. He's the only one of the 15 analysts to pick Animal Kingdom to win the Kentucky Derby.
Think he'll pick Animal Kingdom to win the Preakness?
Yes, I do.
Really? I know you've already talked to him, so he is. Wow, a little inside information. Also, we'll continue our state track preview. We're still crossing our fingers on Will Shields joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show either tomorrow or Friday. We will continue to work on that. I know he's doing a lot today, so we will continue on that. We want to thank the folks that did join us today. Kearney High track and field coach Roger Matheson as the Bearcats get ready to try and get down to state and bring home a title. And also to UNK baseball coach Damon Day as they are getting ready for the NCAA tournament, which begins tomorrow.
Hey, I enjoy the rainy weather, I guess. 30-mile-an-hour east winds this afternoon. If you can stand that, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game!
Hey!